Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and how are you doing this evening or today, wherever you're calling in from? Norwalk in Spirit here, and I'm going to be bringing in these light beings and these infinite masters. Tonight, we're going to be talking about elevating and accepting that new, higher, light conscious mind and breathing that light consciousness into the body, and how it's affecting you if it's your first time feeling and receiving, and how your body is reacting, and how your inner child is. I'm just going to talk a little bit with the masters about what is happening in our aura fields and in our inner minds and in our hearts, and then we're going to go into an activation, because I like to always bring forward an activation each time we get together. And so if it's your first time listening to Telepathic Tuesday, I've been doing this for a couple of years every month, and it's really in the moment. I don't have any preparation. It's kind of a time where we just let the masters open up our hearts and minds and bring us into the energies that's going to be preparing us for what is to come in the forthcoming months. So it's always just before a gateway, an eclipse, a full moon, equinox, anything that's happening in the upcoming month is where they come in and they give us all of a message of how to prepare our consciousness for that month that we're going to be stepping into. And so for tonight, they wanted to talk about the new light conscious frequencies and how you are adjusting and transitioning to these new energies that you're receiving. And so I'm going to ask the masters that I work with, which seems to be getting on a broader spectrum of dimensions of grid systems of higher intelligences, and these infinite masters that do bring forward many other dimensions of masters to me, they seem to have opened up a corridor or another portal of another dimension, and it's very elaborate. It's a very high crystal frequency. And it's quite frankly making me very tired lately, almost to the point of exhaustion of the downloads that are coming in so feverishly. And I know when this happens because my face, it's a little bit swollen, and my body, my belly, I guess that's what happened with Buddha. I don't know. But anyways, when the higher energies start sweeping through and there's an adjustment of my mindset going into a higher frequency, I feel very tired some days, and the day flies by and there's so much work that's accomplished in that day. I don't even know how that happened. But it's part of the light consciousness frequencies that's bringing forward higher resolutions of higher forms and outcomes, communications, connections, all of these energies that we would normally go through the day with our mind. It seems to just be elaborately weaving into the day, and outcomes are projects, events, everything's just coming together. But then when my Nora mind and Nora body sits back after from, I guess, 5 a.m. till about 10 in the morning, it's like, hoy vey, this, I'm beat, and it's not even lunchtime. And then there's a waveform that adjusts me, and on to the next project we go. So I kind of wanted to just share that with you, because this higher state of consciousness is starting to affect our bodies. And our bodies, the chakras, have to start infusing and integrating the higher frequencies that the mind has been adjusting to and transitioning to. And so it's really the inner child of who we are is really getting lifted up. It's just an exciting time, you know, because everything is correcting and clearing and elevating. And so it feels to me that this is a year where the body consciousness, the chakra grid system, the meridians and the acupuncture points, the axitonal meridians in the body, everything is going to be moving into an alignment to where the mind has been shifting and transitioning into the telepathic superconscious mind. So these are really different transitioning moments that we're really stepping into. And so you really have to be gentle on your body, drink lots of water, get the sleep when you need it. If the body's not hungry and it wants to sleep, and you're at this point where we are sequestered at home, lie down, rest, and give the body that nurturing to keep it in a harmonic frequency. And then the adjustments that the body's going to be going through, it's not going to be so exhausting. And so if it's a timeout, it's a timeout. If it's an evolutionary moment of receiving a high frequency and you feel that there's an adjustment in the consciousness taking place from an intuitive state to a knowing state and then a trusting state, and then just be in gratitude of that taking place. Give yourself a hug and just, wow, we moved up another frequency, is how you want to talk to your inner child. And just kind of imagine, like sitting very still, you can just imagine your body becoming filled with light. And inside is the crystals of your body. Not just the aura body crystals, but just like little sparkly crystals that you see across, dancing across the water when the sun or the moon is setting. And you just see those sparkles shimmering on top of the water. Just visualize that is taking place inside your body. And at the same, imagine your aura body shimmering and transmitting the light particles around you. And when you do that, in that imagined state of visualizing, you really can start encapsulate how your body is starting to transition. And I find more and more that these masters of many, many, many light dimensions are orchestrating these frequencies of the higher consciousness into our aura fields, on top of our heads, and into our inner minds, just to start this blending and incepting by breathing in more of the light and more of these divine light beings' light. It is a divine orchestration that's taking place. It's a knowing that all of the elements, like the lake, the waters, even, you know, looking across the land at the snow crystals, if you're in a snow country, and just seeing the energies on the leaves and the trees, if you're in a warm country, that everything is in a harmonic vibration. It's almost like there's a waiting. You know, when you sit down outside in the stillness and you're just listening, there seems to be more of a harmonic frequency from these elements that's transmitting into your inner mind, and you're beginning to accept these moments of stillness where you can really tap into this awareness that there is a higher frequency, but it's a symphonic or symphony. It's very harmonic, the vibration that's coming through. I know there's a lot of concern and uncertainty, in other people's hearts and minds on the planet right now. But if you're sitting still somewheres and it's quiet where you are, you can really tap into this harmonic frequency that's more and more prevalent with the elements and the other kingdoms now that are not so affected by thought forms. And you're adapting to this in your inner minds. And so therefore, you're no longer attracting those lowering energies to be hanging on or attracting other lowering frequencies into your aura fields. And so if you just think of breathing in this imaginary crystal template of an aura field, and you breathe in the symphonic template, it's like a dancing sparkles of beautiful harmonic frequencies in a template within your inner mind, you're going to start creating a beautiful vibration of light in a harmonic frequency when you're sitting in the stillness. You'll be able to hear the symphony of the light from this template that you're imagining and creating. And you'll be able to start adapting to it through the stillness. And when you start adapting to that, that's when your mind can go into that beautiful frequency of the stillness, and you're breathing it into your heart. And there's kind of like a magnetizing. It's kind of like it's not a push and a pull anymore. It's not a discerning frequency of, oh, I don't know if I like that. No, it's magnetizing. It's pulling in like a magnet, drawn to a frequency. And so this is a magnetizing energy that is within your aura field that you're being drawn into within your heart and your mind of this crystal light template of these light crystals that are shimmering. And as they're shimmering in your aura fields, they're creating music, the music of light. And as you breathe in this symphony of light that's dancing in the crystals of this crystal light template that you've created in your mind, but are now feeling, actually building in your aura field of any resonating hue or vibration that you choose. If you want it to be sapphire, if you want it to be shimmering silver light sparkles, whatever you choose, it's a crystal light template that will bring in a higher intelligence into your inner conscious mind. This is how you start adjusting your actual breathing, thinking, sleeping patterns. You're going to move into a state of accepting that you're elevating and you're crystallizing. We are moving into a time right now where we want to be building and creating a new being. The new you. Everything's changing. How we're living is changing. So it seems to me that let's just take this time and to create a new me. The new you is breathing in the stillness and the sound of light in a harmonic symphony of any hue that you choose. And you're listening in a higher conscious state now. So you're changing your way. You're changing your ability of thinking and breathing because you're building and creating a new you, beginning with breathing in this higher state of stillness. And as you connect more into this higher state of stillness and this higher frequencies around you, you're very subtly elevating the consciousness of your mind and your heart. When the heart beat and the mind rate, your brain rate, when they start moving into a coherent frequency of this crystallite consciousness that you're visualizing in your body as a template to your outer body as a harmonic template, then this connection to your higher soul, to your I Am presence, or for some, you just say, in my soul-like connection, it will shift you. You're going to be in that frequency of this higher consciousness. And that's the inner knowing. That's the inner trusting. There's no more guessing. There's no more wondering. You're going to be connected to a higher light consciousness. You're no longer going to be separate from your soul consciousness. You're going to be telepathically communicating. And the messages that you receive from your own masters or teachers or spirit guides and illumined ones, whoever your closest communications are currently, that make you feel very much protected and at peace, they're going to come in at a higher transmission of light consciousness also, because they're going to be happy that you are connecting and communicating on a daily basis. This is how the blending, this is how the synchronizing, magnetizing, these words that I've been using for a number of years, this is how they start integrating into a reality consciousness within you. Your higher soul or oversoul or I Am Presence, the higher source of a higher consciousness and its templates of intelligences are going to be within you now. It's a consciousness. And it starts breathing in you and becoming a template. Well, the masters gave me the word a membrane. It was kind of like they showed me a new birthing of my inner child. And it's like the inside of the eggshell, that very fine, thin liquid membrane. And so they just kind of said, this is your new infinite membrane of a liquid light frequency that is going to transition and transform every cell, every particle, every atom, every meridian into a light conscious frequency within you and a higher consciousness vibration is within this membrane that becomes you. It's you're breathing out and letting go of the heavy thought forms, of the dense energies of the body. And you're just knowing that you're recreating and building your own sacred template or membrane from your inner mind consciousness, becoming a higher light intelligent consciousness. Very gently, you're blending that from your aura fields that are of the higher light fields. So you're transitioning, but it's very gentle. And you have to just visualize that there is an actual vibration of energy that you cannot see that is there awaiting your acceptance to start creating this beautiful template of a new aura grid of crystals. Imagine if you had a visionary mind that you could see a crystal turning in the sun, maybe like a crystal hanging from a tree in a branch, and it's a very, very high resonating crystal. And when the sun catches it, it sends out a beam of light or a spark of light. And yet it connects and sparks onto another crystal hanging on another branch on a tree maybe 3 feet away. And there's a transmission of energy of light. It's a crystallizing field between one crystal bulb hanging on a tree branch to another one. Maybe the ones dancing on the water also spark a resonating frequency. Maybe that same frequency sparks within your inner mind's eye and activates the pineal crystal in your inner mind. And all of this starts happening, and you are really just becoming that energized field just from just that quick visualization. But you can't see these crystals, but they're there. You can't see the plasma energies coming down and raining on us every day. You can't see the light quotients because they're at such a high speed of light ratios. But there's a knowingness that something is amiss. Is it my body that's has to out of alignment to that crystal frequency? Or is it my mind that's trapped in an old way form of fear or doubt or worry or uneasiness? It has to be reconstructed, recreated. And so it's the same adjustment that you would have right now with the transmissions of the higher frequencies. When I do my teachings, the frequencies will come in. There's a crystal corridor of high master energies, and they start coming in and they're spoken telepathic strands, and then they start speaking through me and my voice alters, the language changes, and the information becomes very, very heightened in its consciousness as it's delivered. Some of you resonate with the tone, the language, and the resonating frequency connects to a timeline, to a soul essence within your heart. And because it's a new frequency, and because it's a varying vibration of light, it shifts your inner mind to an uncertainty. And for some, there brings in a frequency from within of a higher vibration that just doesn't align to your inner mind, and it knocks you out. So you can't stay with the teachings for an hour, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. And more masters come in around me now because I'm in a different dimension, and multi-grid systems come around me, which transmit around you. And so it's shifting your conscious fields, and it brings for some an uneasiness. It brings for some tightness on top of the crown, or tightness on the back of the head or the third eye. And this is just your body and mind reacting to a higher consciousness that is just moving around you. And you're not able to reach into that frequency of these higher fields. The best thing to do, knowing that your subconscious mind and body are going into that little bit of hesitation, an unknowing frequency, an unknown intelligence is arriving. And for many, it creates a block. It's just a block of consciousness, that one consciousness within you is not at the same calibration of light consciousness that the words coming through me or the energies around me transmitting is not in alignment just yet. And so a block is formed from the mind. I don't know what that is. That frequency is too high. I gotta lie down. Or it feels funny. If you resonate with that frequency of I don't know, you will be in pain. The uneasiness it creates an imbalance. And the imbalance of the uneasy mind creates tightness on top of your head, or maybe pain. So this is just how consciousness fields happen, and you're not even aware why is this happening. You're just trying to stay awake and listen to what the masters want to teach you in one of my courses. The best thing to do is to talk to the body and mind of your inner child and your inner mind. Just, everything's fine. This is a new energy. This is a new frequency. It's okay. I need to stay in alignment and just breathe in the higher consciousness that's moving around me. This is a new frequency. It's okay. I'm going to adjust. I'm going to elevate my consciousness so that next time I can sustain the frequency longer in my mind. But everything is okay. I'm enjoying the new knowledge. I like the higher frequency. And I'm feeling that there is a healing and releasement that's taking place behind the back of my head or across my shoulders. Then your uneasiness and the tightness and maybe the jumpiness of your legs or your hands will all settle down. Your mind will just listen and accept the higher frequencies. And then your knowing and trusting vibration moves into your inner child, moves into your body. And then you'll find that your heart and mind will move in more rapidly into alignment of the Infinite Masters, because you're going to be climatizing, you're going to be polarizing your frequencies to these higher frequencies of light. And this is how you start shifting more rapidly into your own higher consciousness, and your own soul journey starts evolving. It's just really about the mind accepting, adapting to the new frequency, to the new energy, through listening. You know, the ego likes to control, the mind wants to be in control, and the body's just kind of hanging back, going, oh, now what? What am I breathing in now? What's going to happen? What ache's going to be appearing now? All the sharp pain in my left eye. Oh, cripes, here comes another thing. You can't go like that. You have to listen. This is an energetic vibration of peace. It is a new frequency. But it is of love. It is building light frequencies that have been dormant in my cellular body. My mind needs to integrate it and become familiar to the light frequencies that's moving around me in these grid systems that are coming in. It is about becoming oneness through resonating into the energies of light that are of peace, that is speaking its intelligence, and then tapping into those little tiny crystals throughout your body. Just like the crystals on the water dancing and the crystals in the snow sparkling. after fresh fallen snow and the sun is on it or the moonlight is on it. Those are crystals in your body that we need to tap into and align into. And once you start resonating with these higher frequencies and becoming aware that you can incept them and look at them as a curious little child playing on the floor and seeing, I don't know, a crawler, a creeper coming across the floor, coming across the lawn, they're inquisitive. What's that? That they say. They're inquisitive. They're accepting. And they're not in fear. And this is how you want to be when you're feeling an energy wave that's coming in, whether it's from my teachings of a higher frequency or whether you're sitting alone at night and you sense there's a new energy wave that's come across in the room or wherever you are. It's a matter of just listening and tapping into that frequency and allowing the higher vibration of the high-pitched ringing to relax you, to become you, for you to integrate it, because it's raising your consciousness so that you can raise the body frequencies out of their density. And so they really wanted to talk about elevating and accepting these new light quotients of energies that's moving around us, because it's going to get higher and higher. It's going to get more evolving, I guess you would say. I may just ask them. More fulfilling. More elaborately weaving into the consciousness threads of the DNA, of the molecular structure. Won't be outside the body. It won't be outside in the realms of your consciousness. You will begin adapting and incepting it into your inner body. And that's how this year is going to be unveiled to us. So I'm just going to get nicely anchored here. I'm going to go into a little activation so you can practice this activation at any time you like, and it'll be up on the replay. So let's just see where they want to take us in an activation tonight. So just have your feet nicely anchored. And if you're laying down, just have your root chakra and spinal column anchored onto the couch where you are lying down. And I'm going to bring in the stillness of these masters that are working with me through this teaching tonight. Relax the body and just receive the stillness. It's beautiful light sparkle energies. Begin building your template around you in your aura of these little tiny crystals. Breathe in the stillness vibrations into your body. And anchor the higher frequencies into your heart as you're breathing. I am here, child. I am here. I am bringing in the higher vibrations around all who are listening. And anchoring this heightened light vibration into their bodies. As the light vibrations are anchoring into Mother Earth's core heartbeat, we are able to receive clarity of understanding. All of our perceptive minds and the new knowledge that is arriving. For what it is we need to be receiving, aligning, and creating within our inner bodies. Of a crystalline membrane of who we truly are, of a soul light crystal consciousness. I'm asking for the higher state of stillness to create columns of light of protection around each and every one who is listening, anchoring this vibration of light into their aura bodies. While an essence of these divine light beings of light intelligences arrive and do dance and spark vibrations into your aura fields and transmit sparks of crystal light into your chakras. Breathe in the light crystals and their vibrations. Feel the energy around your head, around your hands, around your heart. And these light beings are sweeping and cleansing and clearing any density, any lowering vibrations, only laggards and low vibratory fields are being cleansed into the light crystal. In your new aura field of a crystalline template. We welcome more of the master teachers of light, of councils of light, and spirit guides. And the dimensions of the ancient ones. I am seeing the star elders arriving. Star nations and crystal beings that are sparking up from within the heart of Gaia. are all awakening to our crystals that are sparking inside our bodies. It's a collaboration of ancient ones, of ancient civilizations, of many dimensions of our soul timelines that is arriving from many dimensions and vibrations, who are transmitting codes of light, of our own soul light codes that has been hidden into dormancy and is now awakening and sparking to the crystal vibration around us. And the clearing energies around the top of your heads and the clearing energies in your aura field. Brings forward more light beings and light strands of light spark into your aura body. Your crowns are receiving a heightened vibrational cord of consciousness. It is your own I am that I am, cord of light, that is to connect and communicate within you now. Connect to that light cord. Connect to your visionary mind and see with your mind walking into many dimensions of your soul's timelines. Breathe in very gently and breathe out very slowly. These columns of light around you are filling with strands of light particles that are moving in the stillness vibrations around you, clearing more of your aura bodies in this stillness for you to become more light within your aura fields. Visualize a crystalline sparkle of crystals as a new template, a new matrix field of light consciousness as an aura body. Breathe in that holy cord of light on top of your head in the stillness. It is the energy of your holy divine presence that is arriving within you. Breathe it in deeper. Breathe deep into your heart. And breathe out slower. You are connecting to the holiest essence within your inner mind. and into your heart. There is warm light. The essence of this holiest vibration of light seeping into your mind and into your heart balances your own consciousness to this holiest essence of the Holy Spirit within you now. And all you're doing is breathing in the stillness and listening to your own essence of your own divine presence ringing in your ears. Listen to the stillness. Become the stillness. You are breathing in these higher light frequencies around you. And these higher energies of consciousness is elevating your consciousness. As you're listening to these vibrations in your aura fields, you are elevating the consciousness and building the crystal templates of your soul's light civilizations around you. Are you ready to transmit and communicate to these higher vibrations of light consciousness in your aura bodies, fields? Is your mind breathing in and adapting and accepting of these tones and symptoms of light, of your soul's light consciousness that is within you and unveiling its consciousness? These infinite masters of light and intelligences are waiting for you to connect to your master soul's consciousness. Reconnect and align within your human mind and human body back into a light crystal conscious body of master energy. When you are ready to infuse and become your soul light master consciousness, you will exceed in the human mind consciousness into soul light vibrations to build a light body of the light frequencies in a new template within you. Yes, sir. and this soul light body consciousness that you do create will be as shimmering, as sparkly as your crystallite aura field. In the highest consciousness, will you soar each day into the higher dimensions and begin to connect and walk in your grid systems of your timelines of mastery. You need only listen to the symphony of your frequencies of light codes moving around you. Awakening and tapping to the same symphony of light within your heart and mind when it's aligned and balanced, you will be connected into a spark of light, of a transmission, of a connection, of oneness. And this connection and communicating through creating the symphony of oneness, consciousness of light, opens the quiet corridors of your mind where your soul-like consciousness has been waiting to recreate, to build the light grid system within your inner body, within your aura body, within your inner mind and inner heartbeat. You are breathing in now your soul light consciousness. And you are transforming more and more each day as you transition into these ringing harmonic frequencies that you hear in the stillness of your mind. Di obade chitira da ntoko omahane hishiu vaharna. And the oneness consciousness of your inner body mind and your soul light body mind of these crystalline templates and membranes will begin to flow within you and around you. And your connections to the higher consciousness of your telepathic mind will begin telepathically connecting you to many other dimensions in this oneness consciousness. You are harmonizing and shimmering of these light vibrations of your own light consciousness within your heart, within your mind, and your soul being is of divine peace within you. You are ready to walk on the path of your light consciousness with every breath you take and hold the light vibration and its crystal sparks that elevates your consciousness into light. This activation and teaching
has been delivered, child. We leave in the essence of our vibrational light. We place spheres of light around all who are here to seal their crystal consciousness within their hearts and minds, so that they may incept the light consciousness of their soul's light consciousness in the stillness whenever they choose to listen to the harmonics of our symphonies of light and breathe it in to their heart. We just give thanks and great gratitude to all of our own masters of light, and to these infinite teachers of the ancient ones, spirit guides, and dimensional soul timeline master, who arrived and projected their soul light consciousness as sparks of light, crystals, into all of our aura fields, into all of our columns of light that is being sealed now of our own crystal sparks of light intelligence. It is of greatest honor and gratitude that we will stay in alignment with this soul-like conscious vibration of a crystal star spark, so that our higher light mind and heartbeat of our body will house and sustain and these light frequencies that we have breathed in this very now moment. It is sealed of our light intelligence, child. You may hug your inner child and bless the energies within your heart. You just may move your toes a little bit or your hands a little bit and come back into the room where you are. Just hold your head very still so that you can continue resonating in that very high beloved frequency of your holiest presence, of your soul light consciousness. And just continue to always think and be in that visionary mind of the new grid system, a new template or membrane that you are recreating and building within the body to become a body of a crystal light being, within the aura field to be of a massive crystal light matrix grid system of many lifetimes. I need you to know you are ready to move into the higher consciousness dimensions of your own light grid systems. And we welcome you into all the teachings, into all the activations, that we teach and deliver. There's a beautiful resonating energy here, and the transmissions of these higher crystals around you will resonate and stay with you, and you'll be able to recreate that frequency as often as you choose just by the replay at any time. And for those of you who are here for the first time, also you may go onto the website at the IAMInfiniteAll.com under broadcast. You can click on and listen. There should be about 8 to 10 of the previous Telepathic Tuesdays, so you'll get more free teachings and activations there if you're wanting to stay climatizing and polarizing to the higher frequencies of the Masters. Every time you listen to one of the replays, you'll be elevating and cleansing and clearing your aura so that you can start building the crystal light aura field or template. So thank you for joining me tonight and these Infinite Masters and their beautiful teaching. I think it's so in line tonight, this teaching of accepting and adapting. I just love it when they come in with these beautiful teachings that we all need to just be aware of. And I'll see you on the 3-3 gateway, where we will be working with the super consciousness, and I will be connecting the three powerful, very powerful crystals of the third eye, pineal crystal, heart crystal, and solar plex of the soul child crystal. The three main portals of crystals in the body will be activated, amplified, and shifting you on the 3-3 gateway. And I will be posting a video about that tomorrow. So we'll see you then. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed evening. Good night.